bronzer on his face, telling CNN he's a Michael Jackson fan.
I think there is a stark difference between dressing up for Halloween and paying homage to somebody you like and respect versus dressing up in blackface to demean and dehumanize black people.
Lawler is in a tough race against Democratic former Congressman Mondaire Jones, who is black. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
This year's flu vaccine significantly reduced the risk of hospitalization in the Southern Hemisphere. The CDC says, though, it wasn't as effective as the vaccine used in the prior season. Researchers say the vaccine reduced the risk of hospitalization from the flu by 35%. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Bubblegum, tastes so sweet. Get that bubblegum off your feet.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Knee inviting you to a six-hour tribute to the greatest rock and roll ever put on vinyl. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days this Saturday night. In conjunction with the Forgotten Hits website, we'll be counting down the top 40 bubblegum songs of all time. Over 9,000 votes were received, and we'll see what your favorites are. From the likes of The Archies, Tommy Rowe, The Cowsills, The Shadows of Night, The Monkees, Bobby Sherman, and the Bay City Rollers. Oh my goodness, we're going to be back to our youth again. Saturday night, Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jay's Pedal Center, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. We hope you'll join us for some great rock and roll bubblegum tunes in the fall of 72 this Saturday night.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Clear and cool tonight with a low of 45, mostly sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow, high 81. Winds will be south-southeast, 15 to 25. Breezy tomorrow night with a tiny chance of showers late at night, low 49. Sunny, breezy, and cooler on Sunday with a high of 66. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside. Our winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour, and we are back down to 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, you got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? Be all right. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Taking that chance, taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping.
a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Hey, bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up, please. And here's another 50, run a tab for me. All that stew's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, 'cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Sparkling true. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
That was Girl in Mine by Parmalee on Country and Community. And I'm Tim Thied, sitting in for Bo Hinrichs this afternoon. Bo earlier headed up to the homecoming parade and did some announcing along with Phil there. And so I'm sure they had a great time there. Hope everybody that attended the parade had a great time as well. You couldn't ask for a better afternoon for a parade, especially in the month of September. Or October. That's right. I'm thinking back to September, and already we're in the fourth day of October, so got to get September out of my mind and get my mind on October. But yeah, you could not ask for a better afternoon for early October. And right now, our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, is sitting steady at 69 degrees. Winds are down a little bit now. They're down about 2 miles per hour at 4:50. And yes, I hope everybody that had a good time that attended the parade. If you didn't get a chance to attend today's parade, or if you love parades and would like to take in another one, remember the 2024 Canyon of Lights Parade will be held tomorrow evening at 7 in Richland Center. And this year's theme is Superhero Showdown. And if you would like to participate in the parade, registrations are still being accepted up to parade time. All you have to do is for more information, is call 608-630-2452. And yeah, what a busy weekend they have. A whole mess of things going on there. It's too, so many to mention. I just want to let you know what's going on tomorrow morning. That way you can plan on it and take part in it. There is a breakfast and bake shop that'll be held at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock tomorrow. And that's going to be from 8 a.m. till 10. And also, the Boscobel Farmers Market is held every Saturday from 8 to noon in Depot Park. And Fall Cleanup Day in Eagle Township is going to be held. And that's going to go on from 8 to noon tomorrow. Attendance will be on duty. No TVs, used oil, paint, microwaves, electronics, or chemicals will be accepted, though. Any questions, contact Supervisor Wes Henke at 608-739-2988.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home.
If I ask you. would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Yes, another great song to get you up and dancing. John Michael Montgomery with Be My Baby Tonight. I would have got up and danced, but I'm glad I didn't because I saw Hank pulling into the parking lot. He would have looked in the window and he probably would have called called the guys in the white coats on me and said, well, I've got a guy in here going crazy in the WRCO studios. But no, great song by John Michael Montgomery there. Before that, we had Blake Shelton with Home. And remember, tonight, high school football, homecoming football action for the Richland Center Hornets as they take on the River Valley Blackhawks. Kickoff for that game will be at 7 o'clock at Avitus Ripps Field, and you can hear the broadcast of the game right here on WRCO 100.9, also on WRCO.com, as well as the Civic Media app. Pregame will start at around 6:40, and it's going to be a beautiful night for football. Right now, we're at 68 degrees at 428.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Jet Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a week after Hurricane Helene, more than 215 are confirmed dead across six states, including Georgia. Former President Trump today visiting an emergency operations center in Columbia County alongside Governor Brian Kemp. ABC's Selena Wang says it's the first meeting for both after fallout over the 2020 election.
They were there embracing and shaking hands, and Trump did heap some praise on Governor Kemp for his reaction and response to the hurricane. And it was just months ago, I was actually at a rally, a Trump rally in Georgia, where he was railing and ripping into Governor Kemp. He still holds a grudge against Kemp for failing to help in his attempts to overturn the 2020 election results.
Vice President Kamala Harris holds a rally in Michigan today. The U.S. adding 254,000 jobs in September, beating expectations. President Biden touting that job growth. And after a three-day strike, 40,000 union dock workers back on the job at more than a dozen ports. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center football team is playing host to River Valley for homecoming football. Here is RC coach Andrew Troxell.
And so we've got a pretty regimented routine that we have kids do, whether we're on the road or at home. And so they've got a little bit of downtime, you know, and we've talked a lot about, I mean, this week for us, it's about the game. You know, it's not about the activities or the parade or all of those other things. I mean, people come to watch the football game on Friday. So we got to do whatever we got to do to be the guy that we can count on, all right, to do his role and be the team that's going to get out of there with a victory.
Richland Center is at home against River Valley tonight in homecoming football. Dodgeville is at Lancaster, Platteville at New Glarus. Ithaca travels to Royal and Hillsboro at Brookwood. Also tonight, Riverdale is at Boscobel, Iowa Grant at River Ridge, and Wazika Steuben at Potosi Cassville. In eight-player football, Highland is at North Crawford, and Monticello is also doing battle at Wisconsin Heights. Packers receiver Romeo Doubs wasn't on the practice field yesterday due to a personal reason and will be a day-to-day ahead of Sunday's showdown with the Rams. Head coach Matt LaFleur says he's hopeful Doubs will be back for the practices. Through four games, Doubs has 169 receiving yards on 12 catches, but has yet to catch a touchdown. The Packers were also without receiver Christian Watson, who is recovering from an ankle injury suffered Sunday against the Vikings. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Clear and cool this evening with a low of 45. Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow with a high of 81. Winds will be south-southeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Breezy tomorrow night with a tiny chance of showers late at night. Low 49 and sunny, breezy, and cooler on Sunday with a high of 66. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 68 degrees.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
100.9 WRCO. I was loudly admin, a failed historian. Carlene was valedictorian. I was
Hollywood, good God. it in the palm of my hand. You felt so good in it, no bigger than a minute. How it amazes me, you're changing with every blink. Faster than a flower blooms, they grow up all too soon. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. I never felt so much in one little tender touch. I live for those kisses, your prayers and your wishes. And now you're teaching me how only a child can see. Tonight while we're on our knees, all I ask is please let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. So innocent, precious soul. Turn around, and it's time to let them go. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle.
Straight to the bar, a little tornado brewing in the dark. Everybody said, look out, look out. We all know how it's gonna end. She's going on a champagne rampage, just about to ruin that wedding. She's hitting them bubbles, bound to have trouble. Need the maid of honor on the double. Once you caught the girl made okay, made the little flower go run away. You're gonna read it in the morning in the paper on the front page. Someone tell the DJ to turn it up louder. Here he's coming on, it's on, it's on. Right there on the dance floor, crowd started yelling more. The bride threw an uppercut, daddy couldn't break him up. She's going on a champagne rampage, just about to ruin that wedding. She's hitting them bubbles, bound to have trouble. Need the maid of honor on the double. What you call the girl made okay, made the little flower girl run away.
was Tristan McIntosh singing about the Champagne Rampage at 4:44. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you ABC News. And then after that, Joanne Krulots will have the evening news at 5. And I'll be bringing you sports at 5:20 after Brittany Merlot's weather forecast. And then also we'll have some ag news. And after that, we'll have some more great music up until high school football. And that's homecoming football for the Richland Center Hornets as they host River Valley with the kickoff at 7 and the pregame starting at around 6:40 this evening.
Nathan Elvin joins us on WRCO, reporting from Oakwood Fruit Farm during the Customer Appreciation Days. Nathan, is it a proud moment for you and the family to welcome so many people during the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We love seeing so many people come out. We have so many repeat customers that love to tell us that they come out here every year. And we have so many new customers that tell us, too, that this is their first time. And we always like seeing both those people come out.
And your children are now running around here, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I have two kids, a 4- and a 2-year-old. And my oldest, Olivia, she loves to come out here and help me bag at the cash register. My littlest, Miles, he loves to run in and out of the cooler and grab an apple. And you'll see him chewing at an apple every once in a while around here.
So when does Olivia start selling popcorn for a college fund like you used to?
Well, I mean, it's a steep learning curve. I can tell you, I burned my hand quite a bit. So now as a parent, I'm a little hesitant to say, yep, go deal with that scalding hot oil. But I know she's willing to do it. She's looking forward to putting in the work and doing just like I did back in the day.
So it's so cool. We talked about 5 generations, but here you are with your grandpa. He's still wandering through and he's contributing here. How cool is that?
It's great. It's great to see the past and the future coming all together as one. You know, Grandpa, he's still here. He's still a part of it. He's back in the pack house with me every day. He's out here talking with people, directing traffic on the weekends. And then you have my kids, my daughter, like I said, Olivia, she comes in here off the bus, and she'll be helping Lisa in the bakery. She'll be helping me at the cash register. And we'll have more cousins, grandkids coming up here in line very soon.
I'd like to know how many had their first job here working at Oakwood through the years. You've employed a lot of high school students, haven't you?
Absolutely. It was my first job. Like I said, back when I was just a little kid, I remember my mom tells the story better than I can, but they had me in a walker. They had me tied to a post in the old building, if you can remember that. And apparently I was looking at a bushel of apples, and I just said, hey, you like those apples? You should buy them. So it was my first job. I know a bunch of my friends, I got them hired. You know, I had the inside track for them. And so they got hired here, and that was their first job. And so many other high school kids I work with on the weekends, I know it's their first job.
You have to be a little bit well-versed because you have some new varieties this weekend at Oakwood and some of the old standards and things like that. And I bet you a lot of people come up and ask you questions, don't they?
You'd be surprised on the questions I get. My favorite question is, I was here last year and I got an apple. What kind was it? It's like, can you give me a bit more descriptive? But growing up in this family, you know your apples really well. In fact, we just had a blind test with about 8 or so apples that we had to line up and give you the description and tell you what the names were just by looking at them. And so many old varieties, so many new varieties, you really have to keep on your toes. And I love trying the new varieties. We have a couple of new ones coming up. The Crimson Crisp, the Ever Crisp are a couple of my favorites. We have a Lucy Rose and a Rosalie. The Lucy Rose is a beautiful apple. Looks beautiful, and then you cut it open, it has this beautiful pink flesh and a wonderful flavor. And the Rosalie, it was, I don't know how much of the story I should get into, but it was actually a bit of an accident. They sent it to us. We thought it was a different apple. We tried it, and it has such a unique flavor. It's robust. It has a sweet start with a tangy, tart finish. It's a great apple, and I think that one might be my new favorite.
Nothing like an apple in season. Do you have any tips as far as good ways to keep them and try to keep them as long as you can?
Sure. When you get our apples, you're getting an apple picked as close to the freshness date as possible. And when you take that apple home, take it out of our bag, put it in a Ziploc bag. put that bag in the bottom of your refrigerator because that's going to be the coldest part of your fridge. And you want to put in a Ziploc bag, an airtight container, because when that refrigerator is cycling on and off, it just kind of takes out some of that moisture in the air, and that takes out some of the moisture from the apples. So if you leave it kind of just rolling around in the crisper drawer, they're going to get bruised, they're going to get dry. You put in a Ziploc bag with maybe like a paper towel on the bottom to kind of keep it from bruising. That's the best way to store the apple.
What's your favorite treat here? If you got to come in here and pick out something, donut, muffin, turnover, what would that be?
You're really putting me on the spot here because we have so many good ones. I like to stick with the classic peanut caramel apple.
Oh.
The peanut caramel apple with a tart apple, like a Cortland, with the sweetness of the caramel and the saltiness of the peanut. There's just something about that I just wait for every year.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, again, we hope people will come out and see your family and all the workers and everything. It's probably going to be a busy weekend. It drops off a little bit when the Packers play, though, doesn't it?
There's always a bit of a lull when the Packers are on. In fact, you should have seen us last weekend. We had a big crowd in front of the TV. We always have the Packer game on, so you know, feel free to come out and cheer with us. But yeah, we had quite a crowd watching the Packers come back against the Vikings. Not quite enough to win it, but we had quite a crowd in the corner. But yeah, there's always a lull during the Packer games, a little bit during the Badger games. We can kind of predict that.
How long will you be open? As long as the supply lasts this year, then?
As long as the supply lasts. I think we were open till the first week of December last year. A couple years ago, we closed late November. So give us a call, look at our website. We'll keep you posted on Facebook or Instagram, any of the social medias where you can, what varieties that we have, what we still have available, and what our hours will be and when we'll be open. We'll probably move down to 9 to 4 come November time, but it's through September, through August, I'm sorry, through September and through October, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. I heard the crop was really good this year, too. Does that have a chance maybe to keep you open a little bit longer or not?
It's a great crop this year. We had a lot of rain early on, and such a warm spring. The trees blossomed earlier. The apples were ready earlier, so we were able to open earlier. So I'm kind of anticipating with the bigger than average crop that we had this year, it might kind of cancel out the early start that we had. So I'm going to guess we'll be sticking around till about the first week of December.
Okay, so get those gifts, all that stuff. They make great gifts, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us, Nathan.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Nathan Elvin joining us here on this report from Oakwood. Stop out and see the gang at Oakwood during Customer Appreciation Days.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family fun.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
100.9 WRCO.
Go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer.
What you get, what you see.
right. Yeah, I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Killing cold beer.